So based on what we said yesterday, we saw that the concept of the mechiras chametz was created for a situation which was difficult. We also mentioned that the ikar tekana was to actually remove the chametz from the rishus of the Yisrael, and then afterwards the Yisrael after Pesach would buy it back from him. So out of these, this and other questions which came up about the process, came out two chumras in halacha, which many people are naive. The Rav Paskins, the Eli Rav Paskins, that a person should not sell chametz gomer unless there's a real need to. So a person is a baker and he owns thousands of pounds of flour, and we deal with flour nowadays. Flour, I mean, matzah is also made out of flour, so why is flour chametz? Because flour now, commercial flour, which is made nowadays, it's processed with water during the process of the grinding process, they use water on it to wash it, etc. They wash it. Well, if you put water on grain, it can become chametz. So we deal with all flour as potentially being chametz because of that, the fact that they would wash it. So we assume that we have to assume that a loaf of flour is chametz. I'm a person who's a baker and he owns thousands of pounds of flour. So before Pesach just gets rid of it, it's a tremendous loss for him. A person who owns a liquor store, he has thousands and thousands of dollars worth of inventory. It's a tremendous loss. So those people, we rely on the mechira to the goy, for the mechira to the goy. And a person has one bottle of whiskey, so the goy says the person should not rely on selling chametz gomer. There are many people which are knowing that chumrah. The second chumrah which comes out of this question is a question is that some people are knowing, if you hold the mechira is not valid, which the question said we should not say that, but there are some people which are chayshish, and therefore they don't want to eat chametz which was sold. Because really, if you hold the mechira is not valid, it was chometz was owned by a Jew on Pesach. Chometz was owned by a Jew on Pesach. You can't eat after Pesach. So they would not eat chometz after Pesach. They would not use chometz which was sold. They only use chometz which person which only became chometz after Pesach, or a person actually bought from a goy after Pesach. A person goes to a non-Jewish store, etc. So those are two chometz which are out there. Rav Moshe raised the following question, was asked the following question. Person sold this chametz before Pesach, went to the Rav, sold this chametz before Pesach. Well, he's not so frum, he's not, you know, he knows his mother, you know, always knowing to sell the chametz. But the Maisa, he opened the store on Pesach and he sold chametz. He did business with this chametz. Now, we have a question. If he really sold the chametz to the goy, so how can he do business with it? He's a ganav. It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the goy. And any money he's taking, he's a ganav. So, do we say the fact that he did business on Pesach should be indicative of the fact that the sale was not really a valid sale, should invalidate the sale retroactively, and therefore all the chametz that he has is chametz which is owned by a Jew on Pesach, and we may not purchase chametz in that store after Pesach because this is chametz which is owned by a Jew on Pesach? Or do we say no, the sale is still valid, he did a valid sale, he's a ganef. A ganef he is, but a chametz it's not, he doesn't own chametz on Pesach. He's doing the veir of Geneva. He's not doing Gzela. He's not doing the veir of having chametz on Pesach. So Moshe Paskin, the sale is valid. The mechira was done properly with all the kinyanim. The sale is valid. What he's doing is right now is illegal because he has no right to take somebody else's chametz and do business with it. But it does not invalidate the sale retroactively. And a person could therefore, after Pesach, purchase chametz from that Jew because the Jew sold the chametz before Pesach. And during Pesach, the chametz belonged to the goy. So after Moshe Paskin, we do not say that the usage of the chametz on Pesach is indicative of a retroactive bittul on the chametz, on the sale, not on the chametz, bittul on the sale, and therefore you may not purchase chametz from that store after Pesach. But obviously, you can see why somebody would argue that this is a questionable issue, and therefore obviously it would be preferred, obviously a person should not be doing it, it's gzela, you should not be condoning what he's doing, that it is gzela. So again, the standard minhag is that we do rely on the mechira. There are many people who do not sell chametz gomer. They just sell, they make a mechira just in case there's chametz they're worth aware of, etc. But they go actually go chametz that you know of, and you have a minimal amount. I want to save two boxes of spaghetti. You know, okay, you don't have to sell your chametz and save two boxes of spaghetti. That's not what a person needs to sell it for. A person has a significant amount of liquor or something like that, a person sells. A person has a minimal amount. Be mekayem the mitzvah, we'll talk about there's an extra mitzvah, the raisa. A beer chametz, like many many shittas. You mean, it's a beer chametz. Have a good morning.